Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Magic Sword Volume 1 by Magic Sword on Tender Loving Empire Records.
So this album comes from Tender Loving Empire in Portland, and it seems like all of our records come from Portland.
We've bought so many records in Portland this last trip. So many records.
But this is quite an interesting store because it's not just a record store, and it's not just a record store in two ways. That it, one, it sells other things like t-shirts and, I don't know, stationery or something.
Yeah, it's like a local crafted things of all kinds, artwork, crafts, body supply, like, you know, bath salts and all kind of that kind of stuff, t-shirts, everything.
But the other way, and they're not just a record store, is that they're also a record label. And so they had the records there that they had released on their label, as well as some other local Portland bands. And I thought it was quite an interesting place.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, like, you know, the sort of the bulk of the front two-thirds of the store is the, like, gift items, and then in the back is like set up like a little living room. It's got a display of all their records for sale, and it also has like a little couch with a coffee table set up. It's got a crate of records that you could listen to on their turntable there with some headphones, and they also have an iPad with headphones so you can listen to whatever they have available digitally as well.
So, Flissy, do you want to tell us what this album looks like?
This album looks awesome, is what it looks like. It is like this plain black cover with this sort of Excalibur-esque broadsword on the front. It's an illustration. It's kind of like got a glowy background. It's mostly black. And then on the back, it has, of course, the track listings. It says Magic Sword Volume 1. And this is a four-sider, and so it is awesome. It's not just a gatefold. It also has, like, this pop-up component in the center. So, like, when you open up the gatefold, it's got this picture of this, like, cloaked figure, and there's, like, lightning. He's got his fist up held confronting this dragon. And in the pop-up of the gatefold is, again, like, this magic sword. It's epic. And we have the limited edition release of this album. And so our the LPs in this album also have like this really cool, like glowy symbol picture disc. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, the sword is sort of on the front, the hilt slash pommel sort of has this, I don't know, how would you classify it? It looks almost like a lion to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like some sort of like animal face, monster face, and it's got like sort of the Illuminati triangle with the eyeball in the center.
Yeah, it looks like the Eye of Providence from the dollar bill or something on there. So I don't know. And I don't know. The whole magic sword.
The whole experience, I think, can be summarized in the word epic.
Yes, there you go.
So we'll get there. We'll get there.
So why don't we listen to our first clip?
Yeah, what did you pick?
This is my pick. It is the second track on side A, and it is called Sword of Truth. Thank you. Okay, Felicity, so what did you think?
Epic. It's so epic. Like, that is the only word. It's got, like, these huge, like, fatty bass. It's got this, like, prog rock guitar thing going on. It sounds like it could be the soundtrack to some, like, I don't know, 80s fantasy movie.
Yeah, I think it is kind of interesting. I mean, as Felicity mentioned, Tender Loving Empire had this sort of, seating and coffee table situation with their turntable, which, I don't know, I mean, it was definitely lo-fi. It was definitely a temperamental kind of piece of junk. But it was really fun to sit there and kind of lounge and, sort of pick their records out of their crate and put them on and take a listen. So, I was flipping through and listening to their different albums and came across this one. And, I'm listening to this and Felicity's sitting there listening to that, the iPad. And, I should mention that the LPs are like picture discs, so they look pretty awesome. And I'm just sort of sitting there watching this thing spinning. And it gets about 2 minutes and 50 seconds in, and it has a bit of this like dubstep-esque drop in it, and it gets real fatty. It's kind of like the dubstep, wobble bass, wub. Not exactly, but I was just sitting there and I was like, whoa.
There's definitely a drop in there, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm buying this album.
I remember I like turned to look at you, like your draw like had dropped. You're like, oh my gosh.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this album, I don't know. I mean, I like it. It's like a good album. It's kind of plodding. I don't know. I mean, it's like, I think you'll probably say at some point that this is Justice-esque, and I think it's a little less. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it. It's like a little less dance punky than Justice. But I don't know. I mean, it does, I guess, have some similarities. But overall, I would say that it is like a lot less, dancey, I guess. I don't know exactly how to say. But overall, I really, really enjoyed the song and the album in its entirety and the whole experience of Magic Sword.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Magic Sword, since I feel like this whole album is shrouded in mystery.
It is, in fact, shrouded in mystery. So Magic Sword debuted at the Treefort Festival in 2013. So unlike many of our recordings, this is a new release, as we've mentioned. And before they debuted at the Treefort Festival, all they had were some releases on SoundCloud. And they were founded by an anonymous musician who goes by the name The Keeper. And he is the producer of this album. And he went to, according to interviews, he went to a 10-day Vipassana meditation retreat. And during the end of his time there, he was inspired to create this project. So in addition to The Keeper, there's also this character, The Seer, who is a guitarist, and another character named The Weaver, whose role I am unsure of. Maybe he's a drummer. I'm not sure. And so in addition to these anonymous musicians, there is a collaboration with a comic book artist named Shea Plummer. And so in addition to this epic gatefold situation, there is a comic book that comes along with the album, and it has a story. So the music is a narrative, and the music accompanies the book. The book also accompanies the music. So it's all one project. And there are also some Magic Sword songs used in the video game Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number. I've never heard that game before, but maybe if you're a gamer sort of person, you have heard of that one and have heard the music through the video game. And there are this album is volume one, and there are EPs with accompanying comics that are being released in episodes. So I think volume two just came out.
So yeah, this is like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's sort of I think similar in a similar vein to Daft Punk, where I guess these guys, when they perform, they dress up in these, like, I don't know, Grim Reaper cloaks or something.
And yeah.
Wear these sort of like fencing masks, but that have these, I don't know, like colored LED lights shining through where your eyes would be, I guess. Yeah. So I guess they choose to remain anonymous.
Yeah, it's similar, like Daft Punk plus Orbital situation plus lightsabers. Like if Daft Punk and Orbital were huge nerds.
They probably are, though.
Probably they are. They're all nerds.
All right, let's see. Well, why don't we get to your clip? What did you pick?
I picked the track. It's the first track on side B. It's called Kill Them All.
Definitely a song that sounds right up your
alley. I know, right?
All right, so let's take a listen. So, yeah, this song, definitely not the kind of thing that I think that I would guess would be your pick or something you would listen to. So why did you pick it, Flissy?
That is exactly why I picked it. It, like, legit scares me. There is, like, creepy poltergeist girl talking about this magic sword and, like, how everybody's dead. They're all going to die. They're gonna kill them all. Like, oh my gosh, this is legit terrifying. And then again, just as in this sort of truth track, there's like this epic, like, kind of metal drop in there. It's like, this song is seriously intense.
Yeah, this album is pretty awesome, and as you said, quite epic. What do you like about this album, Flissy?
Like, it's epicness. Like, I know we have already used that word like a million times, but I think it's just so awesome. And I went and looked up the video of them at this Tree Fort Festival from, I guess, like this last year. And it just looks so cool. They've got like these like crystal light up things on stage. They've got like their cloaks with the masks and the eye laser beams. There's people in the audience with like these laser, like, lightsaber swords. It just looks like the weirdest, nerdiest, like, prog rock electronica party. It's cool.
Yeah, I think this album has quickly moved to the top of the list of the artists that I would like to see perform live.
Yeah.
I would still like to see Justice. Unfortunately, I shortly missed out on them last time they were around here. Mm-hmm. But and before them, the Rapture. So maybe there's some kind of some kind of trend there. But yeah, I think that, I mean, it's interesting that, I mean, there are some parallels to Justice in terms of, like, you know, the Justice, their album cover art is sort of just has like this cross symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of vague about what they're, you know, like what their intentions are, or, you know, what their music is about. And I think that Magic Sword is that way too, where it's, you know, I think part of the draw and part of the appeal is the sort of the aura of mystery surrounding them and like, what is this about? And, you know, who are these people?
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's also just, I think it's really cool that they have like this entire concept. It's like, sort of this rock opera thing where there is a narrative within the music, and it's this entire project with the comic book. Like, I really find this sort of multimedia and like cross media projects really interesting.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, it's a bold choice, I think, because they named their first album Volume 1. So I definitely hope they come up with a Volume 2.
There is a Volume 2.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Why don't we have it if it exists?
I think it literally just came out this last week. Because I was all up on the Tender Loving Empire website.
Well, let's order it.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, I think that there's lots of times where you see albums like that. It's like there's a Volume 1 or something, and then there's never a Volume 2. And you're like, what happened?
I have a feeling these guys are pretty serious.
Yeah, but I mean, you can always, you know, not just because they don't continue, but sometimes, you know, they take things in a different direction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm definitely interested to keep an eye on these guys. But overall, I would say, I mean, this is like a 2LP thing. And I think that there's also like a deluxe CD version, and I listened to that, and I think that one goes on a little long. Just all the more supportive of my perspective that when you get an album, the non-deluxe version is the one to get, because usually the bonus tracks or whatever that were tacked on, I think usually actually just detract from the overall concept. And so I would stick with the non-deluxe CD or the LP of this, which is I think a little bit more complete in its conception. I'm not sure exactly how to put it, but overall definitely worth owning. And I think the Tender Loving Empire record label is definitely one to check out. We picked up some other albums that were on that, and I think some other interesting ones that I think are worth mentioning are
Family Crest is my jam.
Is Family Crest on?
Yeah, that one's my jam. It's so interesting, like that Tender Loving Empire, like I would say, like it seems like a lot of record labels have a certain feeling to them, but like that is not the case for Tender Loving Empire. I feel like there's a wide range. When I think we bought like 5 different albums there, and they're all completely different. So yeah. The Family Crest is like this like folksy orchestral emo situation. It's like the opposite of this.
Yeah, and some other bands worth mentioning are Typhoon and Illabamba. So both of those are worth checking out. So overall, if you have a chance to visit in Portland, I would check it out. I think they have a few different locations there, right?
I'm not so sure. The one that we went to was in Hawthorne District.
But yeah, definitely a cool place. Was unsure of what to make of it when we first walked in there. I was like, oh, I thought this was supposed to be a record store. And, you know, it's like the records are tucked all the way in the back. And you're like, I was like, what's all these t-shirts and stuff? But definitely one of the highlights of our trip. I think I really had a good time sitting down and listening. And I think that that's a you know, concept that more, you know, record stores should adopt, that, you know, you can have a more curated selection and make it easier to relax and sit down and actually listen. Because, you know, I hadn't heard of any of the bands that were available there. And so without having the opportunity to listen, I probably would have walked away empty handed. Mm-hmm.
And the staff there, I think it was the manager of the
music department.
The music department that was working the store while we were there. And she was like super cool. And she really encouraged us to take our time hanging out. So
yeah, yay. So we walked away with several albums instead of walking out empty handed. I thought that was pretty neat. So for more information about Magic Sword, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/40. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at livinginhifi. For a longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week we have something, I don't know, maybe sort of in between this and our normal fare, with something that is a little bit
disco.
Yeah, maybe in the vein of our Christmas album.
Disco for nerds.
So stay tuned and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.